KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Now checking sports this morning, recapping some weekend high school sports at the Kemper Girls Golf Invitational at the Carroll Country Club on Saturday. It was Carroll winning that meet. They shot a 388 total. Atlantic placing second, shooting a 417. Newell Fond at 422 is third. Dennison, Sleswig, and Spencer round out the top five in that meet. The medalist was Laura Sweeney of Carroll. She shot the low round of 87. The runner-up medalist, Ronnie Hook of Atlantic, posting a round of 94 in Saturday's meet. Also for Atlantic, Belle Berg shot a 106 for 13th place. Abby Muller with a 107, placing 16th in that Saturday meet. At the Missouri Valley Boys Golf Invitational at the Logan Missouri Valley Country Club, it was Westwood winning with a 352 total, Underwood 353 placing second, Logan Magnolia 377 was third, Missouri Valley at 378 fourth, Tri-Center at 396, AHSTW at 417 were fifth and sixth, Cody Fink of Underwood was medalist with a low round of 85, runner-up was Andrew Johnson of Westwood with an 85. Also, Jackson Tennis of Missouri Valley was third, shooting an 86 in that meet on Saturday. Also, another high school golf action on the weekend in boys golf at the Coon Rapids Bayard Tournament. It was Panorama capturing the title, shooting a 332. ACGC, the runner-up, at 355. Coon Rapids Bayard was third, shooting a 367. At the Storm Lake Boys Golf Tournament, it was Spencer winning with a 354 team total. Kemper Catholic placing second at 362. Newell Fonda, Humboldt, Estherville Lincoln Central was the fifth place team. Carroll placing sixth. Logan Henrick of Newell Fonda was the medalist, shooting a 78 in that meet. Also, another high school sports on the weekend, in girls' tennis, it was Norwalk beating Creston 9-2. Norwalk over Shenandoah 10-1. Shenandoah beating Creston 6-3. In high school soccer and girls action at the Dennison-Sleswig tournament in the Division I action, it was Esack County 1-0 over Dennison-Sleswig, Carroll beating Riverside 2-1. Consolation match saw Dennison-Sleswig beating Riverside 9-3 in the championship, Esack County over Carroll 1-0. In Division II at that tourney, it was Trainer over Gilbert 2-1. Sioux City North beat Underwood. And in the consolation, Gilbert 10-0 over Underwood in the championship, Trainer wins over Sioux City North 5-0. At the Nottoway Valley Tournament over the weekend, it was West Central Valley winning over Greene County 4-0, and Panorama beating Creston by an 8-0 final. In the consolation, Creston a 2-1 winner over Greene County. The championship match saw Panorama defeat Nottoway Valley West Central Valley 3-0. Also in boys soccer on the weekend, the Boone Tournament, Kemper Catholic picked up a couple of wins, 2-1 over Collins Maxwell in penalty kicks, and Kemper Catholic beat Webster City 2-0. Over at the Iowa City Regina Tournament, St. Albert was one up and one down as St. Albert beat Beckman Catholic 3-1, Davenport Assumption topping St. Albert 3-1. At the Trainer Tourney, Trainer beat Missouri Valley 10-1, Trainer over Riverside 4-0, Tri-Center beating Logan Magnolia 2-1, Missouri Valley beat East Sac County 3-1, Riverside over Logan Magnolia 7-1, Underwood beat East Sac County 3-0. Underwood also defeated Tri-Center. In the championship, it was Trainer defeating Underwood 5-1 for the title. Also at the West Central Valley Tournament, it was Kemper Catholic 1-0 over Van Meter, Nottoway Valley West Central Valley over Panorama 3-0, and in the championship, Kemper Catholic defeating Nottoway Valley West Central Valley on penalty kicks by a 1-0 final. Also a note locally in high school tennis, the Hawkeye 10 Conference has announced over the weekend that the boys' tennis championships have been postponed. They were scheduled for today. It's supposed to play in Dennison. They'll play there tomorrow instead, and they'll be at the same time frame. They'll start at 9:30 in the morning. So the Hawkeye 10 Conference Boys Tennis Championship Tournament, scheduled for today, has been pushed back till tomorrow. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says finding a return specialist has been a priority this spring. Kane Nwangu finished third in the Big 12 in kick returns with a 29-yard average. He was taken by the Minnesota Vikings in the fourth round of this weekend's NFL draft.
I don't know if you totally, you know, replace a guy like Kane, you know, especially what he was as a senior in our football program. I mean, the plays he made, especially in the kick return game, were game-changing.
Campbell says it may take until fall camp to decide who takes over that role.
I think it'll be a really good competition all the way to fall camp. You know, those are going to be big question marks that we're going to have to answer for sure, because that is something that's such a big area of us our special teams game planning, that we want to have somebody there that can really give us an opportunity to have success in the kick return game.
Well, the NFL draft finished up on Saturday with rounds 4 through 7 after the first three rounds were held Thursday and Friday evenings. And after the draft was over came the other business of signing the undrafted free agents for those that didn't hear their names called during that 7-round draft. Saturday night into Sunday was an important time. Here's a rundown on some of the undrafted free agents who were signed from some of the area schools. First, the Kansas City Chiefs signed a number of players. Quarterback Shane Buechel of SMU, safety Devin Key of Western Kentucky, linebacker Zane Anderson of BYU, cornerback DiCaprio Boodle of Nebraska, cornerback Marlon Character of Louisville, Riley Cole, a linebacker from South Alabama, and defensive end Malik Herrig of Georgia, all signed on as undrafted free agents with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, some other Iowa and Iowa State players who got their opportunities as undrafted free agents over the weekend. The Tennessee Titans signed Iowa offensive guard Cole Banwart. Sean Beyer, a tight end from Iowa, signed on with the Denver Broncos. The Dallas Cowboys signed wide receiver Brandon Smith from the Hawkeyes. The Philadelphia Eagles signed edge Jaquan Bailey of Iowa State. Also signing free agent contracts after the draft ended, the Green Bay Packers signed Iowa defensive tackle Jack Heflin. The New Orleans Saints signed Iowa State tight end Dylan Sainer. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed Iowa State safety Lawrence White, and the Los Angeles Rams signed a couple of players from the area, one from each Iowa and Iowa State. Landon Akers, a wide receiver from Iowa State, signed on with the Rams, while Alaric Jackson, offensive tackle from Iowa, signed on with the Rams as well as undrafted free agents. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Harrison Bader's 3-run blast provided the only run-scoring hit that was needed to back Carlos Martinez's 8 shutout innings as the Cardinals post their third sweep of the season, a 3-0 win over the Pirates at PNC Park on Sunday. Also, Minnesota took advantage of the mistakes in a 13-4 win over the Royals at Target Field yesterday. Kansas City ended its 9-game, 3-city road trip with a loss, but the club heads back to Kauffman Stadium with a winning 6-3 road trip and a hold on first place in the division. Also in baseball yesterday, it was the Reds outslugging the Cubs 13-12 in 10 innings. Yankees beat the Tigers 2-0. Nationals over the Marlins 3-1. The Blue Jays over the Braves 7-2. The Rays beat the Astros 5-4. Dodgers down the Brewers 16-4. It was the Indians 5-0 over the White Sox. The Rangers beat the Red Sox 5-3. A's over the Orioles 7-5. Giants beat the Padres 7-1. Diamondbacks 8-4 over the Rockies. Mariners blanked the Angels 2-0. Mets beat the Phillies 8-7. Kyle Larson led most of the way, but it was Kyle Busch coming up a winner in the NASCAR race held over the weekend at the Kansas Speedway. And in golf, Sam Burns captured the title at the PGA's Valspar Championship, finishing at 17 under, 3 shots better than Keegan Bradley after he shot a final round 68. That's Check Sports here this morning. KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.